from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score!
Let's go now! You fired the first shot! Let's go, man!
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at The Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
H-I-T-S, they all stand for try hard. So for the coaches, it's now H is for, hey, don't do that. I is for, I wouldn't do that if I were you. T is for, that's a bad thing to do. And S is for, stop, you're fired.
I don't know if I really look at it that way, Jay.
Jason Leisure with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
We love our Thursday Bears conversations with our next guest. He is Jason Leisure, the Sun-Times beat writer on Twitter, at Jason Leisure, with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Dan? Lawrence, how's it going? You know, I was thinking during that intro of the clip where he's taught, where, well, we're talking about, I'm talking about the new HITS acronym.
Yes.
That had to have been at the low point of the Matt Eberflus era.
Yeah, because you sounded peeved.
Well, just piles of losses and scandal and no sense that it was headed the right way. And now we're not that much time removed from that. And it's like, this guy could either be the favorite in Vegas to get to be first coach fired or the favorite to win coach of the year.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm guessing that was probably week three that you said that of last year, where it looked like Fam was about to get fired. And then they rallied and they made a move and all that good stuff. Dan and I today, we've been talking a little bit more defense than usual. And I think that that's a good thing, because obviously people want to know, whether they're reading your work or checking you out on Twitter, they want to know, how's Caleb doing? How's Caleb doing? I feel like there are legitimate questions about how the Bears are going to generate a pass rush. And I would love to know what you think on how the Bears have described how they plan on generating a pass rush.
Well, how they describe it or how I understand and interpret how they describe it are two different things. They're saying, well, we're fine. We like what we have. And but, you know, we're always looking at every option. I am interpreting it as, based on what I'm seeing, what we've seen the last couple of years, and even through what they're saying, we're not asking them, are they looking for help at corner, for example, or wide receiver? Like, this is coming up for a reason. In fact, Ryan Poles brought it up unsolicited, unprompted in his report day press conference. I think that I would sum up their situation and what they're saying publicly as, they have limited options. There's just not much they can do right now. And I think for a while they have had an eye on Yannick Ngakoue coming back. And there was, you know, that's not a terrible option, especially if he's going to be a third down pass rush specialist. But I'm not convinced that they've got their answer currently in camp. And it is the second most important roster spot on any team, is your pass rush. And you need two. They've got Montez Sweat. That is a really good start. But they don't have anyone else that is a sure thing. And, you know, when I was talking just a minute ago about Vegas odds and stuff, I don't know if you can bet on this, but if you could bet right now today, what position will they draft in the first round next year? You would have to think it'll be defensive end.
I would hope. So of the choices that they have, and It seemed like there was a run on the bank on Jervon Dexter Sr. stories. He's clearly in the best shape of his life, and he came into camp in the best shape of his life.
Best shape of anyone's life, not just his.
Yeah.
All lives. They all matter.
I thought that he played really well for the last like seven games of the season. Is there any of that from what you saw and what he's talked about and what he learned in the offseason that gives you the feeling that he's ready to take the next step where he's not just learning, but he's being disruptive?
Well, he's seems smarter, more serious, and in better shape. Those are all good signs, but I don't really know how we can evaluate anything we've seen from him until we get a solid run of padded practices. I mean, that's just the thing you have no idea how to read when you're watching these early training camp practices, is what's going on the offensive line and the defensive line. To your pass rush question, why can't I say that?
Because they don't have one?
Oh. Right. Can't say something that doesn't exist. Their pass rush has looked really good in these first few practices, but I don't think that means anything at all because it's not real. It's not even of all the positions and all the competitions for offense versus defense on the field, that is the one that you are learning the least about during these unpadded practices.
So how much do they, if we're not learning, how are they learning?
I don't think they are really. I think they have the body of work, Ryan Poles, Ian Cunningham, Matt Eberflus. I think they have the body of work of these players, you know, for seasons of film, but I don't think that they have a great read right now on how good their pass rush actually is. I think they would tell you that. I think they would say, we need to see a week or at least three or four practices in pads.
Okay, now let's flip over to the offensive side and Caleb Williams and what's going on with his camp. Like, how would you describe what's happened with him in the stuff that you're allowed to see and report in practice?
Just fine. He's been just fine. Right where you'd want him to be. Not better than that. Not worse than that. He looks fine. It's a little hit and miss, but that's okay. And at this stage, it's okay. And a great example is the other day in a 2-minute drill, I saw him make this incredible throw to DeAndre Carter, one of the backup wide receivers, where they're in the red zone area red zone adjacent, right in that territory. And he throws this great kind of submarine ball, just kind of threads it through a crowd in the middle of the field for a completion down to the 7-yard line. I mean, it's exactly the kind of pass that you've been hearing about with this guy. You're like, oh man, look at him do it. That's incredible. First and goal from the 7, 4 straight incompletions. It's just up and down. That's what it's like for almost every rookie quarterback at this stage. So it's not anything to be alarmed by. It's not anything that has signaled, oh man, this isn't on track. It's just, he's right where you would think a first round quarterback would be 1 week into training camp.
Now, did you know that your colleague Mark Potash was going to be, I don't want to say sneaking around, but going around asking.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah, doing what he does and starting to introduce the, is he better than Fields? Is this, what do you think? Could you compare and contrast Fields to, and it's, I know it's early to do it, but it sounds like that we're heading down that road inevitably.
I don't know anything about Mark Potash's activities, okay, or whereabouts.
Probably best.
No, it's not best. You would think I should know because I work with him. I should be kept in the loop on this. But you know, if you ask Potsy, even, you know, does he have dogs or cats at home, he'll say, well, that's too personal of a question.
But if you ask him about bowling, he'll go all day.
Until he won't, yeah.
Or about the grocery business.
I do think that Stern,
he has great insight on that. I actually find that fascinating to talk grocery store with Mark. Because his family has, that's the family business, yes, and he grew up doing that. But one difference I've seen that is pretty telling between Caleb Williams during this first week of practice and what Justin Fields had looked like in training camps last year or the year before, Caleb Williams has not been taking off running. He's a mobile quarterback. He's not nearly the sprinter the like running threat that Justin Fields is. I don't know if anyone in the league is as good of a downfield runner as Justin Fields, but Justin would do that a lot in practice. And as soon as he would do it, you'd say, well, what's the point of that?
Yeah, that's nobody not can what the drill it. Is
That's just a waste. I'd rather him sit back there and have to eat a coverage sack, because that's a little more informative. That's a little more realistic. Taking off and running, that doesn't translate. Doesn't tell us anything. Now, in his case, he could do that in the games, too. He was very good at that. Caleb Williams hasn't been doing that. I don't think we're going to see him do that when they go to pads either. He's got mobility. He's used his mobility to buy time, but I think maybe once I've seen him actually take off.
I think that you should tell DeLuca that stirring the pot, stirring the pot would make for a really good section inside of the football coverage in the Sun-Times.
We used to have on our podcast that we do at the Sun-Times about the Bears, we used to have a segment within it, a podcast within the podcast called The Podcast, in which we would get Mark's thoughts on random things.
Okay.
Like superheroes or something that was in the mainstream, you know, trending or whatever that day. And actually, one of the funny revelations that came from that is, you know, the Marvel hero who flies around and shoots webs out of his wrists?
Yes.
Spider-Man.
Heard of him.
Well, as Mark pronounces it, Spider-Man.
That's the old Friends joke. That's where Chandler...
I don't know if Mark knows that's a joke. I think that's how he pronounces it.
Now, Chandler's reading a comic book, and Phoebe walks by, and she says something like, oh, are you reading Spider-Man? And he says, it's not it's Spider-Man. He is a Spider-Man. It's not like his name... It's not like he's Phil Spider-Man.
I don't think Potsy watches Friends.
Yeah, okay, now you mentioned you had a question about wearing a watch.
Yeah, do you guys wear watches? And not the iWatch, not the iPhone watch.
Yep,
like an actual watch.
I mean, I have an Apple Watch, and I for something really fancy, I have two very nice watches. That, like, when Tony got married, I wasn't wearing my Apple Watch. I was wearing a real watch.
So this has a story. This watch, and I wear it every day because that was the deal. It was the deal that I made. My parents were big on learning about being punctual, about how half it was one of the most important things in your entire life, whatever you're doing, be on time or be early. Don't be late. And I think it's given me some anxiety in my life because I'm constantly worried about being late to things. But it's good advice, and I'm trying to do it with my kids too, to at least with one in vain. Trying to understand this. Like, I keep saying, that's not how time works. So
that poor kid.
So no, he doesn't understand how time works. So my dad, I said, because they tried to get me to wear a watch. They bought me the little Timexes with a Twisto Flex band, and whatever.
Did you ever have a Swatch?
I did not have I did have a Swatch at one point. My sister had like five of them, but because she thought it was all this whole fashion thing.
Yeah.
So I said,
are actually kind of nice.
They're fine. I said, I would wear a watch every day if I had a really good watch. And after junior high, my dad said, if you can have an A average at the end of high school, I will get you, as your graduation present, if you get an A average at the end of high school, you can get a Rolex.
Humble brag.
And I said, deal. And he said, but only if, after the fact, you wear it every day.
Well, that's nice that you've kept your word.
And the only time I don't wear it, you know, I don't wear it fishing because I worry about it coming open and falling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I take off my wedding ring before I go.
I mean, class just did, like, imagine if you threw your cast and then the.
Or I'm, you know, hauling something in, you know, so. But yeah, I wear it every day, and I feel weird if I'm not wearing it.
So, and I had a whole bunch of watches because it's the one piece of jewelry that I actually like. And I offered them up because I figured out, like, between my Apple Watch and the ones that I wear for a really nice occasion, I don't really need the rest of them. I think Studs took one or two of the watches that I had. So I just decided that I would gift those. So why is the watch thing coming up as a question?
Well, I was eating lunch yesterday with my dad and my brother, and I was wearing a watch, and I wear a watch basically every day. I don't have one of those Apple Watches. I don't really want one, but I wear one every day, and I have a couple nicer ones I wear if I'm wearing dress clothes. But even today, I don't know if you guys can see, I've just got like a like a Timex Weekender watch with the nylon strap. Like, not, it's a $30 watch. I wear a watch every day, but I never once any day look at my watch to see what time it is. In fact, the other day, somehow I noticed that my watch battery had died, and it was like, I don't even know if I should bother getting it replaced. I almost wear it out of habit or as jewelry, although I don't know that you could call a Weekender watch jewelry.
No, I absolutely.
It has no function to me. I check my time on my phone.
But that's,
but I still wear a watch every day.
There was a really interesting debate on Reels last week, and it was one of the dudes from, is it Kevin from Shark Tank? Is that his name? He was the older guy, not, you know, anyway, he was
Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. He was talking with a younger content producer, and he was saying, like, no, man, you need to step up your watch game from wearing your Apple Watch. And the younger guy was like, this is functionality. Like, this watch is doing this, 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 and this. And if I need to, I can, but why would I spend $5,000 on a watch when the stuff that I do on a day-to-day basis, I need this more than I need that? It was interesting, like, kind of back and forth, like older generation, younger generation thing. I've actually really enjoyed my Apple Watch because I think that it's kept me on task. Like, you can set, like, I have the rings, and the three rings are it's you can set, like, active movement, that number, exercise, and standing. Okay. So when you complete the three rings, you have accomplished your goal. So each day, my goal is to do that until it gets too easy, and then I up it. But my goal is to stand for at least a few minutes every hour for 12 hours a day.
That would be bad for my anxiety.
Probably.
To be have a scoreboard, like a constant. Yes. That is like wheelhouse for the kind of thing I'm supposed to avoid.
No, I get that. But it also, like, keeps me on task. Like, I know if I'm doing my exercise, like, what my heart rate is while my exercise.
It's hard enough to have the ticking hand of the watch saying that this is time that is bleeding away from your human existence.
Well, I'm not looking at it that way.
I mean, this is every second that gets sand through the hourglass. I mean, that it's gone, and you're never going to have it again.
It's,
and then you're in a box.
That's Dan. But I,
that's very dramatic.
I got to tell you that part of the reason that I do enjoy my Apple Watch versus my other nice, like, timepieces is because of the lack of ticking. That's something I struggle with, where, like, when I go to bed at night, I want to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of my watches I have to keep in a drawer somewhere in the closet or in the bathroom. My wife has a Swatch watch. We were talking about them, and it's a nice watch. It's like a $200 watch, I think. It's nice, like, for kind of a sporty watch. And it ticks so loud. It ticks almost like a mouse playing the drums.
Yeah, our kitchen clock. We didn't even know that our kitchen clock ticked audibly.
Yeah.
Until we
You don't find it out until the worst possible time.
You don't find it out until you're empty nesters. And it's spring or fall when the heat or the air conditioning isn't on.
Yeah.
And then you're sipping your coffee and you're looking at your spouse like,
is that
this
you?
Is creepy as hell. Like, we're in Edgar Allan Poe story all of a sudden. Like, is that underneath the floorboards?
Well, why are you like this? Why do you have to take everything to this? I'm just talking about, you know, do you wear a watch or not? And you're
don't,
like,
you know me already?
Yeah, I do.
Haven't you been around here long
enough? The seconds of my precious life.
Yes.
And the inevitability that awaits us all. Like, geez, Dan.
Hey, man. Welcome to it.
This is my life.
I thought we're trying to come on here and have fun and stuff.
Yeah. I find it fun.
Well, I have an actual, like, old school battery powered alarm clock, and it ticks. And I have it in the bathroom, so, you know, you can go to sleep, close the door, and you're not going to hear it. But I thought about that because that's one of the ways that my anxiety manifests itself, like the idea of being on time, where, oh, well, what if the power goes out and you need to still get up and go to work? Like, you want to have that. When I was working the morning show at Stadium, or back then 120 Sports, like, that was a thing. So I wanted to make sure, if I set my alarm wrong, like PM instead of AM, I wanted to make sure I had that backup there.
That before.
Yeah, right. And that's why, you know. So thanks for dredging up all of our anxiety, Jason.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah, another great Bears segment.
It's a bad day for it.
It's a good Bears segment. The watch segment was not great.
Do you think Dan was flexing that he owns a Rolex or that he got straight A's or was it both?
I think it was all of that and that someone got it for him. I think it was all of it.
It was an incentive deal. It was an incentive deal. It was. It worked.
I mean, it's fine. Like my incentive deal with my nephew. Catch the ball 10 times, you get a bat.
There you go. I didn't get a bat. I really knew how to use one or anything but a fastball. A
little bit different price range, though.
Little bit.
Yeah, this is not the expensive one, though. This isn't $25,000.
It's still expensive.
Like, have you seen the one that Wannstedt's got?
Yeah, Wani's got nice watches.
Dude's got great watches. Always has.
And even a bourbon collection. Excellent.
The fact that you would ever describe any Rolex as not the expensive one. This is the cheap one, Dan. It shows how out of touch you are.
There's ones with diamonds in them. There's ones that are like $50,000. Are you kidding?
Look, he is a man of the people.
Yours is only like $5,000?
No, it's not that. I wouldn't think so. I don't even know what it's worth now.
Which model is it, Dino? I bet you it's worth more now.
This is bought in 1987.
Dan, that watch is probably worth $10,000.
Hell
now.
No. Okay. Hell no. No.
Rolex, model number? Model
Rolexes
number, sir?
Don't appreciate in value?
Some do, but this isn't gold. This is the stainless steel. This is just the cheapest.
You have a watch
one.
That's been working for, you have a Rolex that's still working 35 years later.
Well, they're supposed to work forever.
Right. That's what I'm saying is that it's probably appreciated in value instead of depreciated.
Nah, there's too many of them. It's just not. Like, there are some.
See how he's trying not to be rich now?
No, I'm telling you.
See that?
There are some.
You see the Jedi mind trick that he's trying right now?
There are some that they make where they literally will break the mold. Like, there's only three of them in existence.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, let's say your watch was $2,500. When it was bought. Let's just say that. That it's probably worth double that now.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I just don't think this is one of those, because there's no precious metal in it. It's not going
to
appreciate
out
the same way.
Paying capital gains taxes on
That's
it.
What it is. Yeah. Now you
in case
figured
the feds
it
are
out.
Listening to this.
Just not until I sell it. And this will get willed. It won't be sold. So the tax bill may never come due. Jason Leisure, thank you as always.
All right, guys.
Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times.
He's a good man and thorough.
I don't need the anxiety of that. Should I take my Xanax early?
I don't know that you should take your Xanax before a blood pressure test.
It's not just blood. This is my annual checkup. Last time I went for an annual checkup, I ended up in the hospital.
Here's what I'd like for you. This is what I would like for you to do.
What?
Because I'd like for your blood pressure numbers to be...
The blood pressure numbers are going to be bad, and I'll have to redo the medication. I already know it's going
to
be bad.
What I'd like for you to do is not take the Xanax until after you get your blood pressure taken.
No.
Okay.
It's there for a reason. I've already talked to my therapist about this.
No.
He said to take it before. So it is. So I'm
is,
not.
Is the therapist a medical doctor too?
He's a psychologist. He's not a psychiatrist. I have the psychiatrist too, but he just like his job is to work on the anxiety side of the blood pressure issue, not the blood pressure side of the anxiety issue.
What we really
They're
need
the
to
same
do.
Same thing.
What we really need to do is track down the guy in Georgia that recommended. The shoes to Dan.
Get the guy in Savannah. Recommended. Get the old white to come here and
white.
Tell him.
Old white, what do you say? Should he take the Xanax
the
or
Oracle.
Not?
The Oracle. No. The old white Oracle in the elevator.
Ray, get Craig Calcaterra on the line, and maybe he can convince him. And if not,
maybe
then check with Joe Sheehan.
Yeah, well, that's Joe Sheehan,
Maybe Joe Sheehan put it in his newsletter today. Maybe it's at the bottom of the newsletter.
And if
somewhere.
If you can't get any of those guys... Text Matthew Trueblood, have him put it in a new entry about the Cubs, and him saying, you know what Craig Counsell should do? He should not take his Xanax before he gets his blood pressure taken. And then Dan would be like, hey, Matthew Trueblood said that I shouldn't take this Xanny bar before I had to go get my blood pressure done.
I think I should take it now. I think you've made the point that I probably meant taking it now and maybe before every segment. From now on, make things.
No, we went through that. We went through that show where you were zooted after you got out of the hospital, where you came in here, and my mother was like, "Is Dan okay?"
No,
I'm like, no, but I mean, even more so than usual, he's not okay.
217, have Stonecutter send it in an email. All right, winner.
That's right.
Winner.
That is correct.
All right, next up, we talked a lot about what's going on with Hard Knocks and what it means. Did this Giants thing make the series? Did it ruin the series? I'm worried that it's going to make Bears Hard Knocks worse.
Let's talk about that next here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
And then Hard Knocks.
Before we talk about Hard Knocks, we got some business to clear up, Bernstein. I am on eBay right now.
Okay.
I am looking at your watch. A 1987 stainless steel silver
not
watch.
Silver. It's not silver.
What is it?
It's stainless steel.
Stainless steel. All right, I'll change
it's not
that.
Silver. That sees the silver one is different.
All right, hang on.
Find out how much it is.
So while he's doing that, I'll let you know that baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch.
I am looking at a 1987 men's stainless steel Rolex.
Oyster Perpetual.
The range of prices for these, Dan, are between $3,900 and $6,200.
No. I don't think that's right. It's probably a different one.
It's not the different. I just pulled up the same thing. You just told us the name of it. Oyster Perpetual.
Oyster Perpetual Date Just.
How much are you seeing, Ray?
I'm seeing $3,995, $4,613, $7,295. Yeah. Big range.
Okay.
It's worth some money.
I see one with a blue face, sir, right? Yeah. Blue face?
Don't say blue face.
That one is the most expensive one on the page.
So the one that Dan owns.
$8,350.
There it is. You're wearing a Corolla on your wrist.
All right. Well, then.
It doesn't sound as cool, like, you know, when rappers say, like, I have a house around my neck or something like that.
Yeah. We have to keep it reasonable. He's got a used Corolla on his wrist. It's a fine car. It'll go 200,000 miles for you.
Oh, that thing will go 300 if you treat it right.
That's right. And his watch has done the equivalent of that. It's a 37-year-old watch.
Toyota, good comp.
Yeah, it's done okay, I guess. I only left it once. I left it in Oklahoma City in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina. No, I left it in a hotel room.
That's where Jay got left.
I left it to Sheraton, and I panicked. And it was like Pulp Fiction. It was.
You got to find. Your father's watch.
Yeah.
That's a terrible.
Did it end up being really like Pulp Fiction?
No, but I went.
Dun, 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 dun,
but,
dun, dun,
dun, dun. I stayed on the phone while they had somebody from housekeeping check the room. They're like, yep, it's here. We have it. I'm like,
oh,
all
that's
right.
Nice.
I'm like, you have a FedEx package in front of you. Let's fill it out while I'm on the phone. And like, yep. It is filled out. It is paid for. It is FedEx. And there it was. So I was like, I was not messing around at that point. But oh my God, I was panicked.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, back to Hard Knocks. This season of Hard Knocks has been incredible. And I did a whole pod. I think we owe George McCaskey an apology. All these years where he's been like, I don't want them to come here. I don't want them to come here. I don't know if George has watched off-season Hard Knocks, but he is justified in his paranoia about what your franchise can look like under the wrong circumstances on Hard Knocks. And this is with Final Cut approval that they've got. I'm not saying that the Giants look bad. I just didn't think that we were ever going to get access like this. The rooms that we're in, seeing John Mara just kind of walking around and asking people questions about the football. And Ernie, of course, he made an appearance on, yes.
Even the ocelot on his head?
That is correct.
Was that there itself? Did it get a separate credit?
Yes. But the other thing to keep in mind, I laughed because we did this segment. Like, it made me laugh last night when I was watching this. Because I was like, wait a minute.
You're stealing our comedy bits?
Well, first it was PTI stealing our comedy bits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, down to the black guy, Jewish guy thing. They're just stealing our bits. Remember when we were talking about the choices between Justin and Picks and Caleb.
Right.
And we started to kind of go through the hit list of the quarterbacks. The Giants did that.
Did you trade up for May?
If you got a guy that you believe in, I think you go up and get him.
We did invest in Daniel. Hopefully he's healthy. The O-line's a little bit better. What we're missing is the number one receiver to really help Daniel, but you're going to miss out on that. Now maybe we could get one at 47.
So basically, in the last, 3 years of the draft, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the 8 quarterbacks are on different teams. Or you could have the 2020 class and be Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Jordan Love. That could be this year's class. Who knows?
Yeah. Burrow, same coach. Tua has had a different coach. Love has had the same coach.
System. Yep.
Herbert has had multiple head coaches.
Let's go to the last 10 years in pro football. 2014, Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, and Teddy Bridgewater. 2015, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. 2016, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Paxton Lynch. 2017, Mitchell Trubisky, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. 18, Baker, Sam, Josh Lamar. 19, Kyler, Daniel, 20, Burrow, Tua, Justin, Love, Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, Fields, Jones, Pickett, Bryce, and Stroud.
How many of them hit in the last 10 years?
Well, we're doing this.
Not a lot.
What do you take from that, Dames?
Take a Stroud.
Or a Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or?
Or the quarterback that you had.
The guy that kind of helped you be a head coach because he's so good.
The guy that got you here. Dance with the one that rung you.
I love that one of the assistants was like, or Josh, right? Coach?
Oh, yeah. Right? Josh. Wait, Josh who? Oh, yeah, that Josh.
That guy.
You're right.
You're right. Quarterback machine.
Sack machine.
Well, the camera cut after that. They went to a different scene. I wonder if there was further discussion about that. What Brian Daboll may or may not have said in response to the guy in the back yelling, "What about Josh?
What about Thanks?" Coach, remember that guy that you that you had this like one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
No, I don't.
I like that other guy that's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, not the one I coached.
That's CJ Stroud. That guy, you should watch him really slinging around out
there.
Have
you guys watched tape of CJ Stroud? It's pretty incredible. Coach, you had like a Pro Bowl level quarterback.
Nah. I did?
Well, I've got Daniel Jones.
Why didn't I win more?
Well, because you kept running into the best quarterback.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it.
Yes. You kept running into him, whose name you also didn't mention for some strange reason.
I kind of think.
I didn't even think about that. Patrick Mahomes is on that list, Coach. You can take him.
I kind of think it would be nice if the Bears aren't watching this.
Especially George.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan Pohl's going to be fine. He got name-checked in the episode last night, too. Like, every episode, like, for those of you who have not jumped on, and I was talking with someone on Twitter today, and he was saying, man, you're going to make me get HBO so I can watch it. I was like, well, weren't you going to get it to watch the Bears? And he was like, oh, yeah, I had forgotten that I need to get it to watch the Bears. Here's the thing. Every episode has featured a bear. Caleb Williams was literally on the dry erase board in episode 2. They can't stop talking about Roma Dunze. And he was in the episode last night. And now I kind of understand why Rome was like, I'm good on Hard Knocks. Because they were in the room when he did his single interview. And then when he came back for his 30 interview, he's there with Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. It's fascinating. I don't think that we're ever going to get access like this ever again on any Hard Knocks platform. And if we do, I'm going to be so happy. But I can't give it a higher recommendation. You need to watch this. If you're a Bears fan, great, because there are a lot of Bears cookies and Easter eggs in this thing. But even if you just like football, you should watch it. Because it's wild.
I just hope it doesn't ruin it for us. We finally get the chance. And it may just be at the point now where they get final cut. And
everybody talks like this. All of their voices have been obscured. All their faces are blurred out. So we don't know who's talking to whom.
You know, it's... No. Can't see that. Come on, George. One time.
Yeah.
One time, man.
Yeah. I just feel I feel we owe George an apology. Like, I get it.
Not yet.
No, Dan.
Not yet. Let's see what the Bears do.
Dan, I'm there. I get why
number
he's.
Number 89!
I get why he's been like, nah, y'all not coming to 1920 Football Drive. Nope. By the way, I think the Giants address is like 1925 Football Drive or something.
Yeah,
like
it is. I noticed that. I was like, do all the football teams have? Yeah, do all the teams have these weird addresses?
All right, look up the address for the Steelers, because like what we're talking about is the Maras, the Rooneys, the McCaskies, and the Bidwills. Right. That's like the. The old school families of the NFL.
3400 Southwater Street.
All right, okay. They're normal.
I was going to say.
They're normal.
The inbred monarch families.
We can just say monarch. It's totally fine.
Okay.
It's totally fine. We got to take a break. We'll be back with something next on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Can't you morons do anything right?
That's a good question for the Yankees. They lost 12-3 to the Mets yesterday. Alonso, Lindor, Tyrone Taylor homering off of Garrett Cole. Then Lindor hit another one after Cole left. And they swept the Yankees, did the Mets. They won all four of the Subway Series games. Check this out, and I got this from the Cup of Coffee newsletter. Since June 15th, the Mets have the best record in baseball. Since June 15th, the Yankees have the second worst record in baseball, ahead of only the Chicago White Sox.
Uh-oh!
So, how do you feel, Yankees manager Aaron Boone?
We got to play better, okay? We have it right in front of us. We're a really good team that is of late. We need to be better. I'm not going to define stretch this or that. We got to go win, right? And we're right there You know, we're watching, you know, other teams struggle around us. We know we got to be better. Okay. We got to, you know, we're pissed off in there. We got a lot of pride in there. We have a lot of expectation in there. So stretch, slump, recent, I don't give a shit. It's we got to play better the rest of the way. And it's right there. I've said it's right in front of us. It is. It's right in front of us. Right? For as bad as it's been, we're also in a great position. And we got to go play. We got to go play the baseball the way we're capable of playing. And it's on all of us, starting with me in that room, to make sure we're coming out with the right level of energy and getting after it.
Yeah. That seems like a guy who's under a tremendous amount of stress because he has the best player in the American League and they're still losing.
And you say we're right there. Right where?
One and a half games behind the Orioles in the American League.
Right where? Okay. They're right there. They're definitely right there, but they had a nice start out to the season and things have gone backwards. When you're mentioned in the same breath as the White Sox, things are not good. When we come back, we will talk with Parkins and Spiegel next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Can't you morons do anything right?
That's a good question for the Yankees. They lost 12-3 to the Mets yesterday. Alonso, Lindor, Tyrone Taylor homering off of Garrett Cole. Then Lindor hit another one after Cole left. And they swept the Yankees, did the Mets. They won all four of the Subway Series games. Check this out. And I got this from the Cup of Coffee newsletter. Since June 15th, the Mets have the best record in baseball. Since June 15th, the Yankees have the second worst record in baseball, ahead of only the Chicago White Sox.
Uh-oh!
So... how do you feel, Yankees manager Aaron Boone?
We got to play better, okay? We have it right in front of us. We're a really good team that is of late. We need to be better. I'm not going to define stretch this or that. We got to go win, right? And we're right there. You know, we're watching, you know, other teams struggle around us. We know we got to be better, okay? We got to, you know, we're pissed off in there. We got a lot of pride in there. We have a lot of expectation in there. So stretch, slump, recent, I don't give a shit. It's we got to play better the rest of the way. And it's right there. I've said it's right in front of us. It is. It's right in front of us. Right? For as bad as it's been, we're also in a great position. And we got to go play. We got to go play the baseball the way we're capable of playing. And It's on all of us, starting with me in that room, to make sure we're coming out with the right level of energy and getting after it.
Yeah. That seems like a guy who's under a tremendous amount of stress because he has the best player in the American League and they're still losing.
And you say we're right there. Right where?
1.5 games behind the Orioles in the American League.
Where? Okay.
They're right there. They're definitely right there, but they had a nice start out to the season, and things have gone backwards. When you're mentioned in the same breath as the White Sox, things are not good. When we come back, we will talk with Parkins and Spiegel next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.